We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We got Jimmy Burrow on the line with us right now, father of LSU quarterback Joe Burrow. Jimmy, how are you? And thanks for some time.
Thank you guys for having me on.
What's this been like for you and your wife, just this process, watching this and seeing this unfold?
Well, it's just, I mean, it's totally crazy. I thought I was going to retire and relax and kind of just watch a few games, but it's been really hectic, pretty overwhelming. But, you know, we wouldn't want it any other way because it's great for LSU and Joe and really our whole family. So we're excited.
Now, Jimmy, when you look at where are you at right now in your life? You retire, like you said, you want to support your kid. That'd be any parent want to do that. But all of a sudden, you didn't really have any type of relationship, I'm sure, with Louisiana before Joe came to LSU. But, boy, has Louisiana adopted the Burrow family. I'm telling you, that they might build a statue not only of Joe, they might build a statue of you and your wife also and the whole family.
Well, you know, we wouldn't want that, but I appreciate all the support. I mean, you know, I grew up in Mississippi, so I wasn't that familiar with Louisiana, even though it's close by. But I did know a lot about LSU football, and I knew there were fans were passionate. And once Joe went there, I mean, they accepted Joe right away and our family. So it's just been a great experience so far, and the journey continues.
Now, Jimmy, being a coach, and when you analyze the game, and obviously you're a parent and you want to support your kid or you just kind of want to watch the game, do you catch yourself at times maybe trying to break down what Coach Ensminger, what Joe's doing, the other Joe, and then not your son, but breaking it down what they're doing offensively, and that has to be something that, if you know football, that you, even though you might just want to be a fan, that you kind of intrigued by that.
Yeah, it's been interesting to watch the defenses. So I'm looking at Joe, of course, but I can see the coverages, and the unusual thing is that they're doing all kind of different things. I mean, I knew right away, like Auburn, they were a four-man front, and then I look out there in the very first snap, they're in a three-man front. So, people are doing so many different things against them that I know Joe has said that they don't see what they've shown normally on film. So, but I watch, and then after the game, every now and then I might just say, hey, that one throw that you missed, or why'd you throw it into that coverage or something like
right.
that, but. We don't spend a lot of time doing that. He'd probably get tired of me if I did that.
Jimmy, how much growing up, how much were you able to, or did you guys interact and talk X's and O's a lot as he was growing up? You being a coach.
Well, we had a tape of his game, I would just say, hey, I'm going to watch your game. Do you want to watch it? And he was usually pretty good with that. You know, we wouldn't just grind in there like you normally would with your football players on your team. But, you know, we would point out some things, and it was pretty general. And, you know, early I hired people on our staff, some of our video people, because they actually had games in our stadium. So I would, out my office, I could watch those on Sunday, but then I had a great copy of those that I could take home on my computer. So, you know, I think he learned from that. But again, it wasn't a session where I did anything and he dreaded it. I wanted him to be good with it and want to do it and not think he had to do it. So I think he got some things out of that.
Have you been able to fix his phone yet? Has he let you fix his phone yet?
Yeah, but that doesn't always mean he's going to return our calls or take our calls. But, you know, he does spend a lot of time over at the office and the facility watching film. So occasionally he might just pick it up and say, hey, I'm with a coach or watching film. But we did get that. And, you know, that was really his birthday present. But he didn't seem like he wanted to mess with it there for a few days. That's for sure.
Jimmy Burrow, the father of LSU quarterback Joe Burrow, here on Sports Talk. And Jimmy, how would you describe his personality? Your son's personality. How would you describe it? Are we seeing the way he is even on a normal day at his house?
I think he's actually, you know, pretty laid back. So there's two different Joes. There's off the field, and then when he's on the field, he's pretty emotional, fiery, very competitive. You know, a lot of people that are good friends of ours and have watched him grow up, you know, can't really believe that's Joe out there doing some of the things that he's doing. But, you know, he's a thinker. He's puts a lot of thought into different things. I'm sure that Burrow jersey wasn't a snap judgment. You know, he put some thought into that. The transfer process, all those things were well thought out. So, you know, he's a thinker, but I think that's a good thing. But what we see on the field sometimes even surprises me.
Now, Jimmy, does your wife get enough credit? Because I know coach's wife, you got to be a special lady, and then especially, boy, just the pressure when it's your son, it's your flesh and blood out there supporting Joe and wanting to be, I guess, do the right thing as a mother. I know that's to be a special lady. Consider putting up with a coach, and you know that.
Yeah, I mean we're gone all the time. She's the best coach's wife that's ever been in college football, in my opinion. And she's a super mom to Joe. As a matter of fact, we just pulled in here. She's been driving so that I could talk to you guys on the radio. I just she knows football. She's really watched it. She's seen every game, I think, that Joe's ever played in football. You know, I've missed some, but since third grade, so I don't know how many games that is, but it's a lot. And, you know, she should get tons of credit for the type person Joe is because, again, you're gone a lot as a coach. So he spent way more time with Robin growing up than he did me.
Jimmy, when you – I know you – Joe is hyper-focused, and he's got to take it one game at a time. But have you and your wife just thought about the prospect, the possibility that he could end up playing against Ohio State in the national championship game?
I mean, I think we only think about it because it's been brought up. But once people started bringing it up, you do think about it. You know, I don't think Joe looks that far ahead, but, you know, he's got very good friends still on the team. He has a relationship with Coach Day and still Coach Meyer. So it'd be quite a I think it would be the most watched game in college football history if that happened. And
right.
So if that happens, you know, let's go. Let's see it. It's not something that we really spend a lot of time thinking about. But I'm reminded here in Ohio about it quite a bit, though.
Jimmy, is there a favorite story that you like to tell of Joe when he was a child, and would you share it with us?
Well, you know, all of the games I think that he played. I can't really remember one particular thing that
he
said.
Off the field. Yeah, just something funny that he, you know, you remember when he was growing up.
I don't think he's ever been, you know, that's really not been a big part of his personality. He's funnier in front of you guys and the camera and stuff than he is sitting in our living room. But I've sent him things before on the internet. You know, he doesn't pay attention to a lot of that, even now that, you know, he'll say, Dad, why are you sending me that? I don't pay attention to any of that. So it's, those are little funny things now, but in the past, like again, I just don't think you know, he's not telling jokes or anything like that even now. So you see what you get, I guess.
Well, Jimmy, if I could be a screenwriter and somewhat live in a fantasy world, now look at it to a crystal ball going forward. LSU beats Ohio State in national championship. He gets drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals, and all of a sudden he goes back to Ohio and brings the Bengals to a Super Bowl championship. What? That would be a movie that people would be like, what is this too good to be true?
Well, I've said that, you know, dreams do come true, but I don't think you could even have a dream that would have all of that in it. That's more like a fiction. That's a fiction book that somebody could sit down and write. But, you know, we're excited about all those possibilities, and you know, he'll just get an opportunity. If it's in Cincinnati, that's great for us. If not, we'll still be going almost every weekend, and I may have to go back to work on a job to make money for travel, but doing something. But we're excited about, you know, I've been at every game, tailgated every game, and as I said, that journey certainly isn't over. We got two more to go.
How's he feeling? How excited is he about this Saturday, the Heisman Trophy presentation?
Well, I think he's not into all of that, but if he could really decide, he'd probably just like to watch it himself on TV, but he's excited. I told him, hey, this is a once-in-a-lifetime experience for you. Not too many football players get a chance to experience what you're going to this week, and it's great for our family. Rob and I and are going to be at every one of the awards, and the Heisman, most all of my family members. So I think he's bought into it. Hey, it's a good thing. I told him just to enjoy the time at each one of those, because there's going to be a lot of great people that want to talk to you and get your autographs. And, you know, you just got to it's something that comes with the territory. But he's good. He's excited about it now, and we're going to have a fun week.
Jimmy, just talk about this LSU fan base, how they've welcomed you and him, and you've mentioned tailgating with them and stuff like that. It's a unique fan base down here.
Well, it's just been unbelievable. You know, I just saw the governor had put out a tweet today. I think I retweeted it. That, you know, the fan base has just been so unbelievable to Joe and our family, I mean, we can't walk around the stadium now without people recognizing us. You know, we get asked for autographs and pictures and all that. But that's a good thing. We like making sure that the Louisiana fans, the Louisiana State people know that we love them as much as they love Joe.
Jimmy Burrow, the father of LSU quarterback Joe Burrow. Jimmy, thank you so much for carving out some time for us. You guys enjoy this journey.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Go Tigers. Right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.